Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Kids Matter podcast, the place where you and your church take the next steps in your kids' ministry journey. We know you love Kidmen, and we want to give you the tools to succeed. Now, here's your hosts, Ryan Frank and Corey Jones.
Hey, friends, Ryan Frank. Welcome to the Kids Matter podcast, joined by my amazing co-host, Corey Jones. What's up, Corey?
Not too much, Ryan Frank. I see the you got a change of scenery. Where are you at right now?
I do. You know, we're down in Southwest Florida on fall break.
Very nice. Hanging out with your family, I assume.
We are. We're hanging out with family. We had some friends down. Family. We've got family down right now. We're having a good time. Everybody's back at the swimming pool. And here I am. Loving on the Kidmen community, recording a podcast with Corey Jones.
Oh, yeah. Can't get much better than that.
It can't get much better. How's your fall going, Corey?
It's going good. We had our big fall family event. It was outside, and we had some weird social distancing hay rides, but we figured it out.
People show up for it and stuff?
Yeah, they were super glad to be back to something normal. It's kind of one of those things for our church that is historic. We've done it for years, and so it's been our first real event type thing. They were glad to be back.
Nice.
Now, Ryan, when I was preparing for this episode this week, I was looking at some memes on the I Love Kidmen group, and also some GIFs. And I was curious, how does Ryan Frank pronounce GIF?
That's a good. Yeah. Is there a correct way to pronounce it?
It depends on who you ask.
I always say GIF.
GIF?
Yeah. What do you say?
I go back and forth because it doesn't really matter to me.
You know what? That's a good point. Yep. You really don't care.
I do know the guy who created it. He won an award, like a Webby or something online.
Yeah.
He gave a 5-word speech. And it was like, it's pronounced, and then how you pronounce it, I don't remember. But the guy that created it said, no. And then the community said, nah, I know you created it, but it's pronounced this other way.
Seriously.
That's so funny.
You never know the kind of stuff you're going to find in the I Love Kidmen community. Some great GIFs or GIFs or GIFs. Some great memes.
It's true.
Yeah, lots of good stuff. Hey, are you an active member of the community? I hope that you are. If you are, here's another question, Corey, for everybody to consider, and that is my team a part of the I Love Kidmen community? Because I Love Kidmen, it is great for those of us that are the leaders, the kids pastor, the ministry director, but there's great content for your department leaders, your ministry heads, your key volunteers. They're going to find a lot of encouragement in the I Love Kidmen community, so make sure they're a part. Invite them to join if you haven't already.
Who do we need to thank for making this episode possible, Mr. Ryan Frank?
Yeah, so we want to thank Communication Resources. Communication Resources. The website is comresources.com. Communication Resources is a Christian publisher providing material that is interdenominational. They don't promote a specific doctrinal position, but offer products that meet the needs of the general church market. So when you look at their children's products, you'll find some pretty cool Bible coloring pages, children's sermons, kids' church certificates, and a lot more. So go check out Communication Resources Incorporated. The website is comresources.com. The proud sponsors of today's Kids Matter podcast.
Okay, today in the I Love Kidmen conversation, I hinted at it, but I want to point to a meme that was posted. Greg Zachary, he posted a picture and it said, "This is how Christian men impress the church sisters after a function." It's this picture of a man carrying 6 chairs under each arm. I loved it. I thought it was hilarious. Oh, so much truth to it, too. Come on.
Corey, have you ever thought about, I think you and I have talked about this. Think if you got a nickel, just a nickel for every chair you've carried, in your career as
I
a
could retire. Staffer?
I know it add up.
I like it. It's one of those things that like it's part of our church community group, such a small niche of pastors and people that love kids ministry. It's people that understand my humor and appreciate my humor. And so I love having this group where we can go and instead of being so divisive and like tearing each other down, it's a positive place that gets me. So keep posting those memes. They crack me up and it gives us something to talk about when Ryan and I and Harry are hanging out.
Hey, over at kidsmatter.com, a lot of great stuff that you're going to find there. You're going to see information about Kidman Academy that I'll talk to you about at the end of the podcast today. Kidman Academy, the next set of classes begin in November. So now's the time to get signed up if you've ever considered Kidman Academy. We have extended the COVID-19 offer where you can pay what you can. I understand budgets are tight and these are kind of crazy days. So if you can only afford to pay partial of what the normal tuition is, no questions asked, tell us what you can afford. We'd love to have you in Kidman Academy. There are also a lot of great downloads. One of my favorites, Corey, we have a few new versions of Let Me See a Smile, including an athlete edition. So we have some famous athletes that have a mask over their face and the kids have to guess if that athlete is smiling or not. Also, I know it's not even Thanksgiving time, but you're already submitting to us a lot of Christmas stuff. So we have
cool
Christmas games, Christmas lessons. They're already hitting the website, including four versions of a Christmas concentration crowd breaker video, which is a pretty fun game. You can see the preview video over at kidsmatter.com. Corey, have you checked it out in a while? Got any favorites?
I did see that name, that smile, or Let Me See the Smile. And I was hoping that you didn't have to name the athletes in that because I would have done horrible at that. It's just
I'm the same way.
There's a smile underneath that mask. That's fun. Yep. We do those in our pre-service. So I would say if I'm going to highlight any this week, it would just be the three packs. Those of you that want to be smart, conscientious with your budget, the game's already cheap as it is. But if you buy the three pack of Make It or Break It, Name That Sound, any of those, it could be a game that your kids can play like for a whole month and save your money.
Save some money.
Use it for something that you need. I know money is tight.
And that is true. On those, it really is. Really, if you get a lot of these three or four or five packs, you end up saving like 50%. So it's the same as really like buying one or two games. If you can swing it, it's a good way to have some extra games to drop into onto your computer for future use. Corey, have you also noticed on KidsMatter.com that we have a new podcast?
Oh, I did.
Part of the Kids Matter podcast network, and it's Leadership Recharge with Jack Henry.
That's cool.
But yeah, so go check that out. You can find Amber Pike's The Kidmen Huddle. You can find the Ryan Frank podcast, Kids Matter podcast. And just yesterday we posted the first Leadership Recharge with Jack Henry on encouraging yourself in the Lord. We love Jack Henry. He's got a great new podcast. I think you're going to really enjoy it.
Yep. And those of you that go and download Jack's podcast, make sure you say a prayer for his parents. They both were diagnosed with COVID and he's just wanting people to be joining in that prayer. So
exactly.
Remember that as well. All right, today, Ryan Frank, it's part two. Last week you talked about the seven things that great kid pastors do and how to copy them. We only got through 3 points. One, they dedicate themselves, duplicate themselves in others. Yep. We talked about duplication, multiplication, making sure that you're not the one doing all of the work. Number two, give ownership to your team. So you're delegating and also giving authority. You're not just creating people that are doing one job, but like they own it. They can do it and make it better, even better than you can do it. And that great kids pastors, number three, are team players.
And so team.
Giving people an opportunity to step up. And we challenged you 5 weeks in November, use that fifth week to help equip somebody to step up. So Ryan, number four through seven, let's do this.
Let's do it. Hey, you know what? There's a lot of things you can do as a kids pastor. One thing that I love to do is I like to find kids pastors that are on it. They're doing a great job. And then spend some time figuring out what are they doing right. And then I want to copy some of that behavior and I want to learn from them in my own life and in my ministry. And one of the best parts about my job, Corey, is every day I get to rub shoulders. I get to talk to kids pastors all around the country and all around the world, many of which are doing some amazing things. And here's the thing. They're just normal people like you and me. They don't necessarily have a PhD in children's ministry. I don't know if there is such thing as a PhD in children's ministry. These aren't people that have been trained by the best. These are normal people that have to roll out of bed like you do every day and have to face the similar challenges you face every day, yet they do some things right. And I have found that great kids pastors duplicate themselves and others. Corey just talked about that. They give ownership to their team. They don't micromanage. They don't spend too much time managing, or they don't overmanage projects. Okay. Now, sometimes you need to manage projects. I'm going back to number two from last week. A lot of times you create something and then it has to be managed. And I get that, but you don't want to overmanage something that just needs to be managed. You know, there's no reason to spend 10 hours on something that should only take you an hour. If you do that, you're going to stifle your creativity. You're going to spend way too much time on things that don't matter, and you're going to limit yourself. They're team players. They build teams. They realize there is no I in team. Now here's number four. This is a new one for this week. Fourth thing that great kids pastors do that you can copy, and that is they are generous in showing appreciation. They're generous in showing appreciation. Now, there is one human need, the several human needs that we've inherited from Adam and Eve. They go back to Adam and Eve, and it is people need to feel appreciated. King David needed to feel appreciated, right? His son Solomon needed to feel appreciated. Everybody, including the people that you're serving with, they need to feel appreciated. Great kids pastors don't just show appreciation. They are generous in expressing that appreciation. Question, do your leaders know that you appreciate them? Yeah, you may think, well, yes, they know that. Here's the second question. How do they know it? How do they know it? Have you expressed it? There are all kinds of ways that you can show appreciation, right? You can call someone on the phone and say thank you. You can send a text message and say thank you. You can look someone in the eyes and say thank you. You can send a thank you card and say thank you. A lot of you hold annual appreciation events, or every 6 months or every quarter, you do some kind of an appreciation event. You might leave something in the classroom for your teachers to show them appreciation. You might put some things on the wall. You might run some things in the bulletin. You may allot some budget dollars to show appreciation. The important thing is that you overly show your appreciation. Because here's the thing. I believe that every one of us truly appreciate our volunteers. I really think you appreciate them. Now, some of us have a harder time than others expressing that appreciation, but we all appreciate our teams. You realize you can't do it by yourself. But where we often mess up is we don't adequately express that appreciation. So who is somebody that you can say thank you to today? Who is somebody that you can call on the phone, not because you need anything, but because you just simply want to say thank you? I wonder what would happen if you went out of your way every Sunday to find three volunteers and just walk up to them and have three 30-second conversations just to look these people in the eye and say, listen, Bonnie, I know you've worked with these four-year-olds for how many years now? Has it been 10 years? And I just want you to know, I appreciate you. I was thinking about you this week, and I know I don't tell you this enough, but you are a shining light back here, and you're making a difference. And I want you to hear from my lips right now that you are loved. And you are appreciated. I'm telling you what, that will go the world with people. Great kids pastors Show their team appreciation. Here's number five. They put people over paper. They put people over paper. One of the chapters in the very first book I wrote, called Nine Things They Didn't Teach Me in College About Children's Ministry, is this. I titled it, People Work Trumps Paperwork. And I had a pastor tell me that one time. He said, Ryan, never forget that people work trumps paperwork. In children's ministry, there's a lot of paperwork. Now, maybe not actual paperwork. It seems like we do a lot now digitally and with planning center and stuff, but children's ministry is so programmatic, requires so many volunteers. You spend so much time in planning center. You're working with budgets. You are trying to fill classrooms, spots. You're planning programs. You're planning events. Don't forget, more important than all of that is people. Now, I spent a lot of time teaching this, but I want you to hear it again. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I want you to hear it from me fresh again right now. And that is, your interpersonal skills matter. Smile when you walk by people. Ask questions to see what's going on in a coworker's life. Really be interested in others. Don't complain. Learn people's names. Remember the small things about people, like their birthdays and their anniversaries and their work anniversaries and what's going on in their kids' lives. Because people work trumps paperwork. And it's one thing that will make you stand out above the rest. Because here's the thing, anybody can plan events. Anybody can work on planning center. Anybody can draft a budget. But it takes someone special to really love people and care about people. And really, this is the ministry model of Jesus. Jesus loved people. Here's number six. Great kids pastors never stop learning. They don't stop learning. They have what we call a growth mindset. They are constantly growing. One thing I love about Corey Jones, who's with me right now on the podcast, is Corey has a growth mindset. Corey will every few weeks text me. He said, Ryan, you should listen to this podcast. Ryan, I read this book, and I think you should read chapter two. Corey will talk to me about what he is learning. And when he learns something that he thinks I need to learn, he'll tell me about it. Because Corey understands something that I want for my life and I want for each of your lives. And that is to always have a growth mindset. You never arrive as a leader. Some of you have been doing children's ministry for 40 years. And let me tell you something. I applaud you for that. But you know what? I bet those of you that have been doing this for 40 years will agree that, you know what? You don't stop learning, especially in children's ministry, because the world is changing. Leadership is not a destination. It's a journey. You never arrive. So don't stop growing. Listen, friends, let me go off script for just a minute and tell you one of the best ways to grow as a leader is Kidman Academy. For 5 years, I've been working with hundreds of students just like yourself in Kidman Academy. These are people that are already working in a church. A lot of them are bivocational. They're leading children's ministry at a church, and they have a 9-to-5 during the week, and they have kids. But we created Kidman Academy for people like that. It's a time commitment of a couple hours a week, but here's what I'm committed of, or here's what I believe. And I believe that just a small investment of a couple hours a week can be a game changer in your ministry, because you're going to grow your skills. You're going to grow professionally. You're going to grow personally. You're going to expand your network. You're going to discover what new churches are doing, or what churches are doing that you could be doing. At the end of 12 months, I'll award you a diploma in children's ministry. How cool would that be to hang on your wall? It's Kidman Academy. And some of you, a lot of you have graduated from Kidman Academy. Over 2,500 of you have received diplomas from Kidman Academy. And I want to encourage, one of my goals for the next 12 months is I want to create a year two. And I'm hoping to brainstorm with some of that with you. What does a year two program look like for Kidman Academy students that have graduated? Because I want you to keep learning. I want you to keep growing. Why? Because great kids pastors never stop learning. Now, question. Who are you learning from? You're listening to this podcast right now. I'm very, very grateful that you're learning from me. It humbles me. I'm grateful for that. Find podcasts you can listen to. Find books that you can read. Never eat lunch alone. Take someone to lunch and pick their brain. Learn from everybody. Learn. Grow. Finally, Corey, here's number seven. Then I'll pass the microphone back to you. A seventh thing that I've noticed great kids pastors do is they prioritize their walk with the Lord. They prioritize it. If you're not careful, you'll spend way too much time doing the work of the Lord without the power of the Lord on your life. You'll do too much spiritual work in your own might, in your own power. And what'll happen is you'll end up getting tired. You'll end up feeling drained. You'll end up feeling like I'm burning out. I've got nothing else to give. I've found a lot of times that when leaders feel like they're burning out, it's because their spiritual life, not all the time, but a lot of times their spiritual life is not a priority. Now listen, pastors, just because you're a pastor, just because your business card says ministry director or pastor, does not mean that you don't need to work on your own spiritual life. In fact, you probably need to work on it more than anybody else because of the weight of ministry that you are carrying. Prioritize your time with the Lord. Schedule some time when you're at your best. I don't care if it's in the morning or at your lunch break or at night before you go to bed. When you're at your best, schedule a few minutes with the Lord. Spend some time in prayer. Get a good devotional book. Listen to a good podcast. Listen to some worship music. Pray. Meditate. Think on what God's doing in your life. What's God teaching me right now? That small investment of time, focusing on your walk with the Lord, will reap you rich dividends. Corey, there are seven things that great kids pastors can do that we can all copy. They duplicate yourself and others, give ownership to your team, be a team player, be generous in showing appreciation, put people over paper and programs, never stop learning, and prioritize your walk with the Lord.
Ryan, this week I met with a pastor from the Watermark Church.
Yes.
A very cool church. Everyone should go check them out. They're also very generous in giving their time to help people. But one of the things that was mentioned to me was that in their staff culture, if somebody asks, how is your ministry? What they're really asking is, how is your ministry to your family? How is your first ministry? Something that hit me real hard, because if somebody asks me, how's your ministry? I'm thinking church and work and business and career. Good. I'm not
there. It is. That's what you go to.
Yeah. And so I would challenge you, how is your ministry? What are you doing to intentionally put the first things first, your time with the Lord, your time with your family? Don't neglect it. Let's see. From today's talk, be generous about showing appreciation. Ryan, you mentioned a challenge in there that I would like to echo. You said three people, 30 seconds, that's a minute and a half of your time. Say thank you. This Sunday, put it into your calendar if that's what you need to do. I have on my calendar for Sunday morning, 30-second hallway prayer, probably from something either you or Jim taught me, where it's if someone says, hey, can you pray about this, that I stop right then and pray for them. I'm going to add to my calendar, 30-second thank you. Make sure that I'm getting that in. And I would challenge you to do the same. Let's be generous in showing appreciation. Let's appreciate our workers for who they are, for what they're doing, and not just that it helps us selfishly. That's what it's all about.
I agree. Podcast listeners, thanks for tuning into the podcast. Corey and I love it when somebody hits us on Facebook or sends us a message and says, hey, I listened to the podcast, appreciate it. At the end of the day, we do this for you. Well, I guess at the end of the day, we do it for the Lord. We're doing this for you to help you and encourage you in your children's ministry journey. You aren't alone. You're not alone. just go to the Isle of Kidman Facebook community. You'll be reminded you're not alone. We are stronger together. Now, friends, one last time, go check out kidmanacademy.com. Every week, I'll be able to help you. I'm going to introduce you to 12 faculty members throughout the year. We have a full curriculum. At the end of 12 months, if you successfully complete the program, I'll award you a diploma in children's ministry. It's a great experience. Classes begin in just a couple weeks. One more time, the website is kidmenacademy.com. Corey, it's been a great podcast. Friends, we will see you next time. If you have enjoyed the podcast and you have not rated the podcast or left a review, please do that.